Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so something horrible happened off the air here in the studio.
Horrible for you, because I'm right.
Katie showed me a video.
Listen.
This is the stuff we fight about.
It's I know. It's dumb. Like, you're like, that is not how you do that.
It's wrong.
Like, it's not wrong. It's not wrong.
We'll
it's so
over.
Right. The funny thing is I've been wrong in this so long. Like, I've been wrong my whole life in how to do this, and I finally figured out how. And then you're telling me I'm wrong, and it's totally not okay. But I made mango salsa this weekend, right? And I was telling Jeremy that I finally know how to cut a mango because I've never properly cut a mango. Like, it is a mess, Josh. Like, mango massacre everywhere.
Mangoes anytime, suck, first
anytime
of all.
Anytime I try and cut one, it's just a bunch of mess. It's like...
Mangoes suck.
They're my favorite fruit, okay?
They're so delicious.
So back off.
But they need... No. Listen, they're delicious.
Yeah, but they're hard to open.
If they're pre-sliced and ready to rock.
Exactly.
They should just change the name of that fruit to suck.
It is so hard to get them peeled and cut up and everything. But I was making mango salsa. I've done it the last couple weekends with my friend Violet. Shout out to Violet. And she showed me the easiest way to peel a mango. And that is with like a pare knife, right? So you take the mango, you hold it in your left hand if you're right-handed. And then you take that knife and you score it from top to bottom.
No.
And you do it multiple times so as to create almost leaves. Like
it's
a
like you're holding
pattern.
An avocado.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're cutting it as again to create little leaves on it, and then you just pull down those leaves from top to bottom, and it completely peels it for you, and then you're able to cut it around the pit and make it in slices or little squares as I needed for my mango salsa. But I was so proud of myself for being able to do this. Why
you could have lopped a finger off.
No,
that's
I didn't,
what I was
though.
Thinking.
No.
You had one of the sharpest knives on the planet, and you're holding that
a
slimy thing.
Knife? Are you kidding me?
It's got the little hook to it,
and that
can just see it right going right across your wrist.
That's a yellow mango.
And the next thing you know, we're calling 911 because you slit your wrist.
The yellow part is the peel. It's not slippery mango. That's a yellow mango for my mango salsa.
Is this the one where you can like peel it back and it's cubed? Like you put you.
No, no. See, that's the right way.
That's what I thought.
That's the right way. Katie's doing it the wrong
way.
I'm not doing it. There's more than one way to cut up a mango.
No,
but
I told you, you're going to piss me off.
You're going to piss me off.
People are calling right
like,
now,
no,
even.
That's
I am pissed.
Not how you,
the
listen,
right way is you stand listen. The mango up. Like it's just standing there.
Okay.
Hi, little buddy.
Yeah.
And you slice down, straight down through it on the right side.
You slice
down left side, and you got the pit in the middle. That's all you got left.
I know, but you're wasting so much.
No. There's a trick to that, too. So then you hold it in your hand, like you're cutting an avocado.
Yeah.
And you hold it, and then you scour it with a rounded knife at the edge so you don't go through and slice your hand open. You have a rounded knife. But then you go four lines down, and then you go four lines the other way, go horizontal, then vertical, and then you turn it inside out, and then it's like a flower.
I don't like
with
that.
All the, and then you can eat it like.
I don't like it. This way you can slice it like you would, again, if you're chopping up an onion or a potato and you need it in the little cubes. It's perfect for
it. I'm giving
it.
You little cubes
no,
the other
I
way.
No, I don't want your big cubes.
It's
yours
so much easier,
cubes.
And it's not. It's so much not slimy and sloppy, too.
No. This is like the way. This is the gangsta way to make mangoes into salsa. I'm telling you. This is the OG way. This is the way you do it.
The OG way.
I'm telling you. Like,
that's how they did it in the 90s.
I will bring you in the mango salsa and you
I don't
will
want
see
your stupid
the
salsa
difference.
Because I guarantee you there's blood in
you
it.
Know, no, there's not. I will
you cut
show.
Your finger.
I'm going to show Josh the video of me.
Nobody
cutting
wants
the
to
mango.
See you. Nobody. I'm going to tell you right now. I smiled and it was very polite.
Forwarded. What do you mean?
Please don't post that. And
I'm
please
not
don't show
post
anybody
it.
Else.
I did it so I could show you. I did it just so I could show
Nobody
you
wants to
in
watch
the
it.
Act of
Nobody
it.
Wants to watch
I knew you were going to come at Stupid me. I knew thing. You were going to get in my mango kitchen. And I was like, not today, Jeremy. Not today.
And somebody wrote in and said the proper way is just to buy it cut up already.
Yeah, I know. And then you don't have to have this conversation.
Jenna's saying,
at
yes,
all.
Jeremy, I agree. But then you take the cubes out with a spoon.
No.
No, I saved the spoon. I saved the utensil, one less dish to do, and you just pop it open and then you can bite it. All right.
You know what's funny is I will agree with Shelly who texted in and said there are several ways to cut a mango. However, just get a mango slicer and it works fantastic. I will have
as
to
seen
say,
on TV.
I have a mango slicer, and I've never been able to use it correctly. I couldn't figure it out. But after I was taught how to slice the mango properly, the mango slicer made so much more sense. So now I'm going to go try it. I actually told my friend I was going to bring the mango slicer over next time we make salsa.
That's an exciting weekend.
No, we're going to do this, and we're going to make tortillas next, Jeremy.
I'm so surprised that you're single.
Can't wait to show you my tortilla video. I can't wait.
We got to find you a man immediately. This is what you're doing on your weekends. We need to get you some loving.
What do you mean? So I can make him tortillas?
Get your mind off the mango here.
So I can cut him salsa?
I'm pissed. I got to go walk around. I'm reading our text line, and we were fighting about mangoes. And Kathy wrote in and said, Jeremy, stop mango shaming, which is the line of the day. And we're going into a topic about mom shaming.
Yeah.
What are the freaking odds?
Get ready.
And then side note, was I really mango shaming?
Little bit.
Is that a thing now?
Little bit.
Are we supposed to go onto socials now and get mad that funny radio guy in Denver was mango shaming?
I felt citrus shamed. I did. So citrus shamed. I just want to put it out there.
I was listening to the radio this morning and this jerk on Mix 100s. He was mango shaming the lady on the show for the way she was cutting her mangoes.
There's no wrong way to cut a mango, Jer.
I'm offended for her.
Yeah.
Okay. He was shaming citrus.
Back off my slices, bro.
I'm switching back over to Queasy.
Stop.
Where they're friendly and they love mangoes. That guy
mango
on
love.
Mix, the mixes is a jerk.
Well. You've been called out a couple times today.
Yeah, one guy called me an asshole.
Yeah. You are on one.
Yeah, I can't listen to that station anymore. I'm going to tell everybody on Next Doors.
Calm down your mangoes, sir.
Hold your mangoes, lady. Relax. All right, so yes, from mango shaming to mom shaming.
Yes.
What do you got to say about
that? That's the thing. I think every parent in general can relate to this, can feel what I'm about to say. Mom specifically, though, I don't know why it is that we just feel like we're never doing a good enough job, but that feeling hits almost daily for moms. And I was just thinking about a few specific instances where I really felt like I was not doing the mom thing right. And one, it's funny because it's from someone that I still consider a really good friend. He and his then, it was his fiance. We were all sitting at a restaurant, right? So we were all eating dinner and everything. And I don't know how the topic came up, but we started talking about social security numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And I
Normal conversation.
I don't know how it got to that, but we started talking about social security numbers and the ones that we knew. And I was like, well, obviously I only know my social security number, right? That's what everybody remembers their own. And the, you know, person, is funny enough, her name is Karen. She spells it with a C and she's super sweet. I just love her. But she looked at me and she was like, you don't know your baby Nana's social security number? And
every
I was
mom
like,
knows that.
Every mom knows their kid's social security number. And I was like, so in the moment, like, oh no, is this something I'm supposed to know? And I just completely missed the
memo.
This
is like a brag on her part. Like, I already memorized it. Like, while they were giving birth, they like gave me the number early.
She's not a mom, right? So she doesn't have kids. But
that's even worse.
Well, but wait. She knew her mom's social security number and her two nephews.
What?
And I was just like so blown away by, first of all.
God, I would have given her crap like, hey, are you into identity theft or something?
Well, no, I just was like really impressed with her memory skills for one, because I barely remember my social security number. But then I started like asking people, like it became something in me that like I was so insecure about it. I wanted to find out if other moms knew their social security number. And it was brought up a couple times after, just like, oh, remember when Katie didn't know baby Nana's social security number? And I like, you know, had done my research at that point. So I was like, I just want you to know I've asked this question to other moms. Nobody knows
I don't
their
think
kids'
we,
social
no,
security
I don't,
number.
I don't think Nick Nack knows our kids.
I
so
have
you're
tried.
Okay.
No. From that moment, I've tried to remember.
You don't
baby
need
Nana's,
at this point,
and I can't.
You don't
like,
need to.
It's just something in my mind that I cannot hold on to, and aww. I have tried. But the good thing is, I taught her to remember her own. She knows her social security number. I know my social security number. But man, it is something that has just stuck with me. Really,
that
stuck
you were
with
mom
me,
shamed.
That I was just kind of made to feel less than because of something I didn't do as a mom. And so it just like, you know, and I know that a lot of moms deal with with this. Another time when Zoe was super little, we were at a restaurant again, and she was eating chicken fingers. And she was less than one, so she was just a little baby, right? But she liked to really just taste the ranch. Like, she would dip her chicken finger in ranch and then just suck on it because she just loved the ranch. And I knew that's... I know! And I knew that's what she was doing. She was sitting right next to me, and I knew that's what she was doing. But there was another person on the other side of her so terrified that she was going to numb off a piece of that chicken and she was going to choke on it. And I was just like, lady, I know what she's doing. She's numbing it. She's just gumming that thing down to the, you know, the tendy. She's just sucking on. She's just sucking on the ranch. Come on. She's just sucking on the ranch. It's fine. Like, but she made me feel so bad about it.
Well,
that one might be okay.
That one,
what?
I think I'm on that.
No, what do you mean? Like, she
just loves the ranch.
She's
a chicken tendy freak.
Stop. See, now you're mom shaming me. It was fine.
I mean, it's probably not there.
She just loves dill. What? It's a big deal. No, but it happens a lot. And just
you bet.
The laughing aside, I just feel like, you know, other moms have to have
stories. She has eating
like
issues like you do.
No, what do you mean? No, I just.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We can open up the phone lines. If anybody wants to call, if any moms want to call him.
Yes.
And talk about Katie's daughter sucking on ranch, if that was a good idea or bad idea. No. If you've ever been mom-shamed, like, how were you mom-shamed? What happened? You know, moms are just trying to do their best out there.
Yeah.
Give their kids a delicious chicken tendy meal.
Exactly.
With a bottle of Hidden Valley in a straw.
Nothing wrong with that.
How were you mom-shamed? Dig deep. Think about it. You know, when you first started parenting. I know knickknacks got some.
Even
I probably
now,
can't talk about them on the air, though.
Why not? Come on. It's what we do here.
That involves other family members.
Oh.
I can think of a couple, though. I can think of a couple that friends told her. So, anyway, phone lines are wide open. If you guys want to sound off about this or Katie's daughter's eating habits. Yeah, happy Monday morning. Let's dive into mom shaming. It's Mom Shaming Monday with JKJ. Yeah, we opened up the phone lines. If you're a mom and you want to sound off about somebody who was just a little bit too much of a busybody, getting into your business about how you're raising your kids, we'd love to talk to you. 303-691-1649. No name wrote in and said, I missed a classroom volunteer day. I was working. Later, I overheard a group of moms talking about how some parents let their careers take priority over their children, and one of them looked directly at me when they said it.
Mm-mm.
And she finished by saying, oh, Parker moms.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes. Is that a Parker thing?
Harsh. I think it's just like moms and just people in general, not even just a mom thing. People just kind of get there sometimes, but hold your head high, mom.
Jeez, here's Tanisha. Hi, Tanisha. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Are you hip to the mom shaming?
I've been mom shamed, but I wanted to add a slight comment about the chicken bone thing. So all my kids, they use chicken bones as teether, the chicken wing bones, and I used chicken bones as a kid as a teether. So we're all still here.
Yeah.
So no, there was absolutely nothing wrong with the bones in the ranch. And in fact,
there was no chicken bones though, Tanisha. It was just a chicken tendy,
chicken tender that she would dip in the ranch and just kind of suck on it.
Yeah, no bones.
So that,
not even the bone.
Now are you annoyed?
No.
No.
I'm a little disgusted.
Not even.
Just a baby.
You know, they got to learn how to eat food eventually.
They do, you have to let them figure it out, right? You can't feed them their whole
life. Make good choices. Yes. Suck on a chicken tendy dipped in ranch. Make good choices, kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because you've never done it.
But I will say I did grandpa shame once. I mean, I guess he was a grandpa because he was learning, but he gave my 3-month-old rice. Not baby cereal rice, actual rice.
Oh.
And he said he wanted him to learn how to eat.
Yeah,
rice.
That's a little young.
3 months old, yeah. I'm like, I saw him gumming something. I was like, what's going on? And it was rice.
Yeah.
But onto my mom shame. So I'm Native American, and big in our culture is we like to let our boys, their hair grow out long.
Yes.
So all the time I get, you need to cut his hair. He's a boy. Or I get like just what am I doing to him? That's my mom shame that I get all the time.
Why don't you just tell those people to shut up? Just shut up.
I wish I could put it on the shirt because it's like nobody should have a say on how I'm raising my
kids. Yeah, you're like, it's our
kids.
Culture.
Or
shut
growing their
up.
Hair.
Yeah.
And, jeez.
And, yeah. So that's my little intake on the mom shaming.
Well, and Tanisha, you're right, because I'm also Chippewa, and I know how having long hair in our culture, it's like part of our life, like it's part of our identity. And so cutting it is a really big deal. It's not just you bring them into the barber and they get their hair cut. I mean, it's a, you know, they have ceremonies for it and everything. So, I mean, that must have felt very, very just like personal to you. Like, you have no idea why their hair is still long.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
It does. It happens. And I'm going to get this, I know, for the rest of his life. Yeah. And he's going to get it, too. So he's probably going to have to say a million times growing up, I'm a boy.
Yeah.
That was just it. But, yeah.
It's all right. I do want you to go out and get a shirt, though. This is just shut up, Leah.
<Yeah, well.
laughs> We should all have a shirt like that, right, Tanisha?
Tanisha, thank you for the call. That's fantastic. All right, a couple more that came in on the text line. Everyone loves talking about limiting screen time. I get it, but my son and I play video games together. It's one of the ways that we bond. Another mom told me I was teaching him laziness and ruining his brain. And that's from another Katie. Okay, geez, buzz off. This woman said, I'm not a Pinterest mom. For a school project, I bought supplies, helped my son do the work himself. Another parent showed up with what looked like a professionally designed exhibit. She looked at me and said, oh, you must have forgotten that he had an assignment. And she gave an audible,
See, now that's the kind of shaming we can all do without. Like,
T-shirt, just shut up.
That's a little much.
The one that we got a few times from friends is, you know, we go to bed early. We both, Nick and I, are up early. I mean, I'm up at 3:30, you know, to come in and get this job going. And our kids, in turn, are going to bed early, too, because it's like it's just the way it is. We've had a couple parents tell us that we are basically robbing our children of childhood memories because we make them go to bed early. I know, right? Like, what? What kind of memories?
Like, what are you doing after 8:30 at night?
Like, I do feel bad a little bit, like, in the summer when we're getting, like, winding down for the night and everything, and it's still light outside.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get it, but I'm not really sure what that meant. And we got that a few times. You're robbing them of childhood memories. I'm like,
I don't get that.
Mortgage ain't going to pay itself.
Exactly, right? And again, what trouble are you going to get into after like 8:30 at night?
Right, you're just running around the neighborhood, you know, playing grab ass.
Yeah.
Egging houses and teepeeing things. Yeah. So go to bed. You'll be fine.
You're robbing them of them core memories, Jared.
Get that T-shirt. Just shut up. Mind your own business.